This day, before Janmashtami, we can meditate on the appearance of Lord Krishna. And we can for a moment question why Krishna appeared. Now, there are various answers to that in various scriptures. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find the verse Paritranaya sadhanam vinasya saduskritam dharma samsnartamartya sambhavabhi yuge yuge. I appear millennium after millennium to annihilate the demons and to establish the principles of religion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti Devi is also explaining. She is saying, some say that the Lord appeared because in a previous life, Vasudev and Devaki, as Sutapa and Vrishni, performed so many austerities. And then, in response to these austerities, that Krishna appeared. Others will say that Bhumi was overburdened by these military phalanxes of impious rulers, and that she went to Lord Brahma, and that that was the reason why Krishna appeared. Gaudiya Vaishnavas understand that ultimately Krishna appeared to reveal his transcendental pastimes, the transcendental pastimes of the spiritual world. No other incarnation of the Lord is doing so. Not even Lord Ramachandra, although Lord Ramachandra is practically non-different from Krishna. He comes with the purpose of teaching the example of Dharma. Krishna is transcendental. His pastimes are not bound by any mundane morality. His pastimes are only bound by one thing, by the love of his devotees and by his desire to increase that love of his devotees. So in this way we are approaching Janmashtami, meditating on how Krishna is bound by the love of his devotees and how Krishna desires to increase the love of his devotees. This evening is the Adivas. It is the evening leading up to Janmashtami. And that means that we are meditating what we want to achieve on this or from this Janmashtami. So considering that Krishna is attracted by the love of his devotees and that he is interested in increasing the love of his devotees, our objective should be to somehow or other increase our love for Krishna. That can be done in various ways. One way to do so is to simply glorify Krishna. So that is kirtan. So simply glorifying Krishna by chanting his holy name is one way to attract Krishna. Because such glorification is not bringing any material benefit in the 10 offenses in the chanting of the holy name. It is mentioned that to think that the chanting of the holy name is one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities of karma kanda. Basically, it means that that there would be some side benefit from the chanting, that the chanting would fix the problems of the material world. But that is not the case. That is not the objective. The objective is simply to glorify Krishna, to please Krishna, to attract Krishna, his pleasure only, and others, the gopis, are not interested in their own pleasure. They don't think like most of us. When it comes to pleasing Krishna, are certainly willing to please Krishna, but we're looking for the perfect solution to please Krishna and ourselves at the same time. That is what we really want, and we're very careful in thinking about that. It's like, yes, I will please Krishna, but how can I please myself at the same time? It's not easy to figure this out. Therefore, most of us have a lot of difficulty. I mean, I find it very difficult to find my place in Krishna consciousness, to find my natural propensity. This translates, I find it very difficult to bring these two together, the pleasure of Krishna and my own pleasure. that's what we're actually saying, right? So, somehow or other, on Janmashtami, we are fasting. It's austere in this age, fasting. Who does such things? Fasting, it's like we can see our own pleasure is really not considered that day. It is a day where the pleasure of Krishna is in the forefront. I always, when I was new, I could not understand. I thought, like, these Hare Krishnas are strange people. No, they are. And I told you why. They are fasting, and at the same day, they're cooking all day. it's like, I couldn't get it, you know. I couldn't understand why would they do this. Just to sort of make it even more austere, more difficult. I couldn't figure it out. But all right, when we take into consideration the pleasure of Krishna instead of our own pleasure. When I was new, I could see only my own pleasure. But now, I have learned something by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. That is the pleasure of Krishna. So let Janmashtami be for the pleasure of Krishna. Let us do whatever we can to make an offering to Krishna. Whether that is a song, a dance, or whether that is cooking so many preps, or whether that is a play, or whether that is puja, or decorating the deities, or whether it is going on Harinam and flooding the town, if the town doesn't flood by the rain. Anyway, whatever may be. I have one time in South Africa, was in this Rath Yatra, and it was raining, as they say in English, cats and dogs. You saw them falling from the sky. That bad it was. And so much rain, and there was no change to the rain. And they asked me to give the speech to start the Rath Yatra. And I remember that somehow or other, Krishna gave me the inspiration to say that the rain of mercy is greater than the rain of water. And then we had a very ecstatic kirtan. I heard that the Munich Rath Yatra was also like that yesterday. Very wet and very ecstatic. Anyway, so somehow or other, everything will go on. The mercy. So to be an instrument of mercy for the pleasure of Krishna is also our objective on Janmashtami. We are not only concerned with ourselves, with our own Janmashtami and our own advancement and our love for Krishna. We are particularly wanting to invite many guests. We particularly want to reach many people on this day and get them the mercy of Krishna. So all these elements are part of our meditation. An adivas, or a preparation for a major event, is particularly meant for sankalpa. Sankalpa means for our meditation, for our objective, what we want to achieve. through that festival. So Jamashtami is not just, well, here it is, Jamashtami is coming, and oh, it's going to happen. Oh boy, it's close, and it's happening. It's Jamashtami. No, it's good to have a sankalpa, to have a plan. So that's the idea of Adivas. Adivas is for that purpose, that we are approaching Jamashtami with a proper mood, and that we think, okay, what am I going to do this Jamashtami? What am I going to offer? Some will chant from morning to night, 64, bang. Right? Just like, those are the ones, you know, when they see you, they go quickly another direction. They try not to talk to anyone. Others, they make it a point to talk all day to everyone. I guess that's also a sankalpa. So there are many sankalpas. Others make the vow to taste every preparation. I mean, that's not easy. I did that one Jamashtami many years ago when I cooked 75 preparations, and someone else also cooked 75, and then many others also cooked, and then there were 400 preparations. And then we served everybody, and then we made two big plates, and after everyone was served, then we ate the whole two big plates. I still feel it now. It was intense, but very transcendental. Intensely transcendental, if you know what I'm talking about. So there are many things we could try to achieve on a Jamashtami. But ultimately, we pray that our love for Krishna may increase, that Krishna may become attracted to our service, and that the love of the people in the world for Krishna may increase, because then surely Krishna will be pleased. So that is really the meditation. What are we going to do to please Krishna tomorrow? In order to start that in a good mood, instead of in a sour mood, we do a little chanting of Hare Krishna to cheer everybody up.